You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, up and at 'em. Up and at 'em. We got Turkey Day coming up. All right, hope y'all are exercising and watching what you're eating. You cannot be eating a bunch of crap before Turkey Day because you're going to have Turkey Day. Then you're going to have all the leftovers. So you need to, you know, start those butt crunches, do those Pilates, exercise. I'm exercising as we go. In between break, I'm exercising because I know I'm going to eat a very fattening meal. When I cook Thanksgiving, yeah, it's kind of small because I can't cook a lot, you know, but we're going to be going to the in-laws. So when we go to the in-laws, it's going to be like, you know, you're like Nutty Professor, right? And there's going to be everything on there. I get to be in charge of the bar, which is nice. But, again, I'm watching my weight, so I can't drink alcohol either. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I can't wait because, you know, my home life hasn't been going as well. Little kitty cat today. One of my little kitty cats, the latest of the rescue kitty cats we have, I caught her drinking out of the toilet. And, they're not the biggest thing. Animals drink out of the toilets all the time. Usually dogs, I thought, drink out of the toilet, not so much cats. But my little kitty cat, Snowball, I caught her drinking out of the toilet. Well, again, it wouldn't be a big deal, except, you know, I have plenty of water out there for her. I mean, you know, we have regular water. We have reverse osmosis water. We have Fiji. We have Voss. We have Dasani. She has a whole buffet of waters. But, no, she chose to drink out of the toilet. And the only reason why I find that to be very, you know, alarming is because in the middle of the night in our family, we have a rule, which looks like we need to change drastically right away. You know, if you get up in the middle of the night to pee or poop, if it's yellow, let it mellow. You know, if it's brown, flush it down. I don't want the pipes waking everybody up, you know, just because somebody had, you know, too much burritos earlier that day. So if it's yellow, let it mellow. But, you know, if it's brown, flush it down. And so, again, I wouldn't be too concerned about her drinking out of the toilet, but I woke up today with her kissing me on my face and on my mouth to wake me up. So I've been alcohol swabbing and beta dining my lips all day, and I got this bad taste in my mouth. And the cat's like, what? I'm like, you drank pee, and then you kissed me. You don't see anything wrong with that? Meow. All right, so nobody give me a kiss. Well, it's good. When I go to the in-laws, I'm like, if you guys want to kiss me, I got cat pee on my mouth. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. All right, well, you aren't supposed to eat while listening to my show. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. I think I am 100% caught up with my emails right before Thanksgiving. I am so proud of myself. You can also please follow me on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, I am able to send you up-to-date medical updates as things come in, breaking headlines. That's what Dr. Dahlia do. The double D. This is double D. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Two kids were kissing at school. And, you know, instead of the teacher going, all right, break it up, she calls the police. So police were called to a Florida elementary school after an assistant principal saw two kids kiss on the playground. Now, what had happened, I don't know if seventh graders actually go on playgrounds anymore, but it was recess time. Apparently, there were two girls that were kind of, you know, talking about this boy that they liked, and one decided to go over and say, look, I'm his girlfriend, and goes over to this 12-year-old boy and smacks him one on the lip. So then, you know, the assistant principal got all nervous because of everything going on with Sandusky, and now, you know, what's been going on with the alleged sex crimes of Syracuse, possibly involving Bernie Fine. So she got all nervous, and she's calling the police. And now police are getting called every time somebody's seen somebody kiss a minor. It's going to be crazy. I mean, if there's any good to anything that's been going on with the whole Penn State case and now possibly Syracuse, if there's any good, and it's always hard to find something good, but I always like to look, you know, for the silver lining to any black cloud, is You know, maybe this is going to make such awareness. I don't want paranoia, but I like awareness of kids and possible sexual abuse. And, you know, things being done inappropriately to kids. Now, two 12-year-olds kissing, no, that really shouldn't be considered a sex crime. Now, what it could lead to, that's a whole other thing. But I mean, they're just two 12-year-olds. But you're now seeing everybody jumping because nobody wants to be, you know, in trouble for not reporting. So I think the police are going to be a little over-busy. Please, now, I'm hoping the police are now freed up a little bit if these whole Occupy movements calm down. I thought this whole Occupy protest really confused the heck out of me. I've never been so confused over any demonstration in my life. The first day of the Occupy protest I got, I'm like, all right, that's very, very good. You know, you're passionate about something good, freedom of speech, good. You know, you're concerned about 99% of Americans. That's wonderful. You know, all right, you're representing the people. Let's see if you do something productive. And then you saw police get harassed. A veteran shot himself. Somebody got killed around Occupy, Occupy Oakland, and then in Atlanta. People had to be moved to the shelter. Some of the protesters, the shelter was positive for TB. Now somebody has resistant TB. Then they finally get kicked out of Zuccotti Park in New York. The sanitation department comes in, cleans out the park, and finds drug paraphernalia, bongs, hypodermic needles. I mean, come on, what were you guys doing down there, right? STDs apparently flying around the place, herpes flinging in the sky, spoiled food, scabies, lice. Of course it was a health hazard. It was a public health hazard. And then you're thinking, okay, well, you know, have they come up with their mission statement? What's their plan? And then they decide that they want to block the Brooklyn Bridge, they want to close down subways. And you're like, okay, how are you representing the American people? If you're representing 99% of American people, can you please let them get to work? Okay, many of these Americans just want to get to work. Well, what do you have against American people with jobs? So are you anti people who have jobs? Then, you know, from what I heard, some of the movements tried to organize, and some of the people came late. I think in one city there wasn't enough people, so they all kind of dispersed after about an hour. Yeah, listen, look, you know, if you can't get out of bed, you know, for your job, you can't keep a job, you can't organize yourself to get to a job, maybe that's why you have time to go to an Occupy protest. Just, you know, you're going to have to, you know, set your alarm and get up to get to the Occupy protest. So hopefully now the police don't have to deal with that, and they can now work on some of these child sex cases. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 877-497-8345.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you don't like letters, you could go 1-877-362-3254. Of course, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. There was a study that came out yesterday saying voters prefer male political candidates that have lower pitch voices. Apparently, researchers manipulated archival recordings of U.S. presidents to create lower pitched and higher pitched versions, and they found that the lower the pitch, the more positive response they had from their listeners. I mean, honestly, they really should be spending time, you know, finding the cure for cancer or AIDS, but this is what they're doing. And I think this would be a fun, a fun test. You know, if you look at the Republican presidential candidates for the primary, from what I hear, is it a New Hampshire, Newt Gingrich now, and Mitt Romney are neck and neck? So I've really been confused about what's been going on. But Herman Cain, I think, has the lowest voice. Herman Cain may have the lowest voice. Rick Perry, I think, has a lower voice than Newt. And Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, though, is a great orator. So he has the whole package when it comes to that, because he's also good looking. But I don't really know if this is true. But let's try it, okay? We tried this on yesterday's show. Okay, so let's say, let's try George Bush. Read my lips. You're right. That wouldn't. Yeah. Read my lips. You're right. You're right. Lower voice. Lower voice. Okay. Let's try. Is it John F. Kennedy? Ask. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Okay. Ask not. All right, we got that one. We got that one. You're right. Lower voice. Oh, let me do Obama. We got to do Obama on this one. Okay. Corpse man. Corpse man. You know, I don't like either. Wait, was it? He was in Hawaii just this last week, and he called it Asia. Right. What did he say? Here in Asia. No. You know what? Here in Asia. And you saw people laughing at the press conference. All right. You know what? I don't think it matters. You know what? Honestly, I think it's the content. Right? Just have good content. I know my voice isn't the greatest radio voice. I have never liked my voice. You know, I mean, maybe I'll sing in the shower and the acoustics will be right. And I'll be like, me, me, me. But that's about it. I do not like my voice. You know, and I never thought I would have a career in radio. But it's the content. Okay? People will ignore the annoying, ringing, hoarseness, clanging of your voice if you have good content. All right? Barack Obama, I think, has a very good voice for oration and public speaking. Just the content isn't there, or he has a lot of misspells on the teleprompter. So he has his own set of problems. Okay, all right. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go to Las Vegas. Oh, that made us mad. Oh, that made us mad. You know who was in Las Vegas? Prince Harry. Prince Harry apparently was in Las Vegas this weekend. Nobody noticed him at first, and then there was this gorgeous blonde that I guess was hanging out with him, and everybody noticed him. Like, oh, wait a second, that's Prince Harry. And, you know, he was drinking some Grey Goose, and, you know, he's supposed to be a fun guy. But, yeah, he's been here in Vegas because I guess he's training in the States right now. For his military training? The military. I didn't know the military comes to Las Vegas. Well, I guess they do good. All right. So, yeah, Prince Harry was rocking it out. Okay. Now, you know, a lot of us are trying to look better. Lord knows I am. And if we can't afford liposuction, one thing we like to do is we like to bleach our teeth. Now, I don't mind people bleaching their teeth. I don't think you should do it all the time. But, yes, our teeth does start to kind of yellow. A lot of times you're yellowing because of the enamel wearing down. It does cause that tint to your teeth. So, you know, you don't want to overdo it. But, you know, scientists have come up with some tips for us on what to eat after we bleach. You know, many of us, we're still coffee drinkers. We still like our soda. We still like red wine, white wine. White wine can bleach teeth. I know it's supposed to be white, but it can bleach your teeth, and it doesn't bleach it white. And then blueberries. Now, I have a problem with this because I want people to eat blueberries. I think blueberries are very healthy. I think they're a great source of fiber, and I think they're great for your memory. But they said you need to avoid those. Now, they say what you can eat after you bleach your teeth are firm fruits and vegetables. Okay, not the overripe stuff that are sitting in the back of your car like my kids do when they leave their bananas without my knowing. Apples, green beans, cauliflower, carrots, and celery. They scrub your teeth while you chew. No, don't use cauliflower as a toothbrush, okay? But that's funny looking. No, use toothbrush, of course. You know, use toothbrush and mouthwash and, you know, dental floss. I like those Sonic Care toothbrushes that circulate and really get the gums. You need to wash your gums. You need to scrub your gums. Those are really, really good, the Sonic Care. I need to do a commercial for them, but no one's putting a commercial on my show. So, but I'll just tell you, I like them. I think they're good toothbrushes. All right, so cauliflower, carrots, celery, scrub the teeth while you chew. They help promote the flow of saliva. Yep, we want our saliva, which neutralizes acids and protects the teeth. It's true. It's true. Saliva is very helpful. You know, people think all it's for is spitting out of the car and hitting the car behind you, but it isn't. Then, of course, dairy products, foods high in calcium and cheeses help keep the teeth white. The lactic acid apparently in the products help prevent decay. Harder cheeses actually remove food particles left on the teeth. I'm not a big fan of blue cheese, you know, because blue cheese has some fungus on it. I mean, I know it's kind of tasty on some salads with vinaigrette, but, you know, the blue could get stuck in your teeth and then you look like you have blue fungus in your teeth. But other than that, any of your other cheeses, I'm cool with. In the new news this week, we're talking about vitamin D, and this has been something I have been hinting on, and nobody ever listens to the Dr. Dahlia show, and I wonder why. Maybe it's my high-pitched voice. But vitamin D, if you take too much of it, and you have too high levels, it can actually cause heart arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation. So a study came out saying, look, if your doctor's putting you on high levels of vitamin D, make sure someone's doing a blood test on you, because if you're too high, that could bother your heart. I also think it could at some point bother the kidneys as well. Now, that doesn't mean don't take your vitamin D. Those of you that are low in vitamin D, you should be taking vitamin D. How much vitamin D, you ask? Yeah, I heard that. I heard you. How much vitamin D? You should probably take it without your levels being checked. Okay? We've been recommending 600 IUs, international units, right? This way, if you go to Zimbabwe, you're still taking the right amount. 600 IUs or 800 IUs a day. Go and get it checked, though. Get your level checked. And if you see that your vitamin D is low, your doctor's probably going to up you to 2,000, maybe up you to 3,000. I know some of you are walking around getting 50,000 units a week. All right, because the doctor is concerned about your bone density or concerned about your heart risk, stroke risk, cancer risk. I'm a little nervous, though, about 50,000 units. I don't like anybody getting 50,000 units in one shot. I don't know much about that, so I'm a little nervous about it. But, again, check your level. If you're getting that kind of level, your doctor usually is pretty good about rechecking the level. And if you're still well within the normal range, you should be okay. But just don't overdose on it without having a doctor check your levels. That's the scoop on there. Okay, sounds good. You know, we still have some more psychology news. I love little psychology news. A study came out. This is kind of interesting. Where what they did is they took a bunch of volunteers and they showed them pictures of a very angry person, somebody looking kind of mean, right? And it would instill certain feelings in these people. But then what they said is, they said, look, the next time you see this picture, say it's not me, it's this guy. You know, this guy's whacked, this guy has a screw loose. So when they showed the angry face with the person cognitively telling this to himself, he wasn't as bothered. Now, this has actually been an excellent psychological tool. We learned a lot of psychology when I was in medical school, and if you really want to look up this study, it appears in the upcoming issue of the Journal of Psychological Science. I know many of you don't purchase this magazine. You're all interested in the Inquirer, you know, with all the news of Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore's divorce, and Demi Moore possibly being bisexual, and then Justin Bieber getting a DNA test, and I know that's what's on the back of your toilet seat, but psychological science is a good read, okay? Not too many pictures, but a good read. And, I mean, I've done this technique a lot because as a doctor, I'm dealing with people all the time. They're angry. They're angry it took too long to get into the room. They're angry they have to pay the copay. They're angry their insurance isn't covering the whole bill. They're angry. They're angry, angry, angry. And, I could take it personally. I do. You know, I still take that kind of stuff personally sometimes because I want everyone happy. I'm a blue. When you're a blue with a little red, I'm a little red, meaning I like to fix things, but I'm a blue in terms of I want everybody happy and loving me and thinking I'm the best doctor or radio host in the world. I just need to feel that way. But it really helps because when you go, oh, well, you know, this person, he's off his rocker or there's something wrong with him, he's having a bad day, it immediately takes the guilt and takes the responsibility off of you. Now, you can only go so far with that. I mean, if you really did something to tick them off, you do need to, regroup, refocus, and try to fix the problem. But there's a lot of people out there with bipolar, schizophrenia, anger issues, and it's really not you. So don't let somebody ruin your day, especially those of you who are working in customer service. Especially don't let a radio host ruin your day. Never. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, okay? Regresa pronto, por favor. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, herbalhealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25% 5-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sure some of you are already kind of packing up, getting your travel plans ready. It's interesting. Across the pond in Europe, they're banning those airport scanners, those X-ray machine airport scanners. They think there's too much radiation coming out of them. Now, radiation experts, they say, have been saying for years, at least 13 years ago, that there could be radiation risks. And apparently in Europe, many people have been using these X-ray scanners. Now, they're a little different than many of the ones you see here in the States. Okay? These X-ray scanners are a little bit different than those round ones that are those millimeter wave scanners. We're talking about the big black X-ray scanners. There's about 250 in the United States right now. I believe LaGuardia and JFK has them, some of the major airports. But the UK, right, or Europe, actually, they're just banning them. They're saying, no, you're not going to use them. They still emit low doses of radiation. Now, they say it's only 1/2500th the amount of the annual level that's the limit. So it's still really small. They says it equates to a couple minutes of you actually being up in the airplane itself. But they want to do more studies. They want to conduct more studies. And, of course, there's been a lot of criticisms because when you pass through the X-ray scanner, you could really see fissures in the gluteal region. You could see testicular size. You could see breast size and lopsidedness. I mean, it is very – I'm looking at the picture now. It's very detailed. And, you know, people don't like them. And true, you know, it's another man looking at it, or, you know, if you're a female, it's another female looking at it. You know, still, I don't need them knowing I'm a Picasso. You know, it's my business. So it's interesting how already across the world, they're going to start banning those. Now, again, not to mistake them with the millimeter wave ones that kind of look like a tube. Those are supposed to have much less radiation than the X-ray ones, although still a lot of people, they don't like to go through those. I opted out. My concern was I had undergone one of those scans, and I remember standing in that scan for about a good 5 minutes, and I didn't like the idea of doing that again. So when I was going to Dallas a few weeks ago, I had just had a CAT scan the day before. Everything was fine. It just had to get some things checked out. I had a history of a tumor in my ovary that was benign, but we were still checking some things out. So don't worry, I'm okay. Dr. Dolly is here to stay. Knock on wood, with God's grace, I'm still here to stay. All right, if you want, I'll show you some of the pictures. But some of the things are just a little too revealing. So no, I'm not going to post my CAT scan pictures up there. I will post the tech. He was kind of cute. The tech that did my CAT scan was kind of cute, so I can post him. But my husband's not going to like that. So anyway, I really didn't want to go through another test. I just had a CAT scan. So I had opted for the pat down, and I never really had the pat down that everybody was talking about. I had pat downs, but you know, they just kind of pay, they just frisk you, and you know, we've all been there. But it was apparently a real big deal to get the pat down. First, you know, you could see them unhappy that I didn't want to go through the machine. Then there was no woman around. So, like, we need a woman for a pat-down, female, female, female. And I'm like, look, I don't mind. Any of these guys will do. I mean, one guy there was 6'5". You know, it looks like he worked out. I had no problem with it. But no, they wanted to be a woman. Like, right, well, it has to be a woman. Because I didn't care. I just thought it was like being frisked, right? Frisked. Cops frisky all the time. So, well, not me. But, so, you know, they had a woman. And, you know, they had me spread my legs. And they had me, again, something I was used to since college. Hi, no. I'm a good girl. You know, so they had you, used to spread your legs, put your feet on both things. You know, I was hoping my NuvaRing ring wouldn't fall out. Thank God. Can you imagine? Bah, the alarms go off. She's carrying a foreign body. Ah, it's a ring device. It's probably one of those boomerangs. It's a NuvaRing ring. It's a vaginal insert for birth control. Can I insert it back, please? Can I wash it off first? Okay, luckily that didn't happen. But, you know, as she was doing the pat down, I mean, she was really going into the breasts. I mean, and all over. And, you know, my kids were there, right? You know, watching this. God, Mom, Daddy doesn't even do that to you. So I'm like, all right, could you please finish? But it was pretty, you know, I thought there was a lot of media sensationalism where I thought, you know, just certain TSA agents were rogue. But I didn't realize that pat down is pretty intrusive. And of course, I had to get a realign all the Kleenex in my bra. I mean, she totally messed it up. But, after that, I wanted to go, it was okay. I didn't mind. But, boy, you all were right. I mean, I know that we've been talking about pat down and TSA issues now for a couple of years since that underwear bomber back in 2009. But, you're right. That's kind of crazy stuff. But look, I don't want you to panic. Hearing the news about these X-ray scanners, most of the scanners you're going to be going through are going to be the millimeter wave ones that are very mild. And just keep in mind, I mean, we're all going in planes, and these planes, you know, when you fly, you're getting radiation in the plane. That's why pilots were always concerned about cancer, especially skin cancer with them, because they're up in a plane. That's what pilots do. They're up in a plane. Oh, did you hear really quickly about the story where one of the pilots had to go to the bathroom, and it almost became a national security issue? Okay, so he's there. It's a small 18 passenger flight. from North Carolina to LaGuardia Airport, New York, and he had to go and pee. And so he leaves, the other co-pilot, and of course, rules state you have to have two pilots in the plane at the same time. So, or not two pilots, you have to have two people in the cockpit at the same time. So he goes and gets the one flight attendant that's manning the one plane. So she goes and she sits down and he goes to the bathroom. Now, he leaves the cockpit to go to the bathroom because there's only one bathroom on the plane, and that's in the cabin area. So he goes to the bathroom, but then he gets locked in. The latch breaks. So he gets locked in, so he's banging on it, but nobody in the cockpit hears. So luckily, one of the passengers comes up to him in the bathroom and, you know, asks what's wrong. And he says, look, you've got to tell the pilot I'm stuck in here, all right? You're going to need a password. So this gentleman starts banging on the cockpit door, but the funny thing is he has a very thick Middle Eastern accent. So it goes something like, open the door! Oh, open the door! I got password! Password locked in bathroom! I got password! Open door! Open door! Let me in! Okay, so the pilot calls down. The pilot that's actually flying the plane, you know, calls down air traffic control. They're like, there's no way I'm letting this guy in. I don't know what this is. And they're like, you know what? We'll get some fighter jets ready and call an emergency. So now it's an emergency flight. All the while, the first pilot's just, you know, all he had to do is take a, you know, go to the bathroom, take a have a urination issue. So it turns out he had a good stream. Prostate was fine from a medical standpoint. But anyway, so finally the flight attendant goes, I got to figure out what's going on. She looks with the people, realizes the passenger's a good guy, you know, just trying to help. She lets out, she rescues the first pilot who had to pee, gets everybody back to where they're supposed to, and then when they land, the FBI, security, police, I mean, they all swarm the plane interviewing this one guy, the one passenger who, you know, was trying to help out. He's like, look, all I did was try to help out a guy who was stuck in the bathroom. Come on, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I tell you, oh my gosh, I hope none of us have that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Let me in. Okay, all right. Oh, I tell you, just crazy. You know, another thing that's crazy, there's been multiple stories we've been talking about over the last few days of these teachers and teachers sexting students. There was this one 43-year-old married teacher who, she has her own 8-year-old kid. Again, she's 43 years old. She's a school counselor, found a 15-year-old boy on Facebook and was sending naked pictures of herself and basically having phone sex with them on the phone. Well, parents figured this out early in the morning one day, and we've talked about this. You know, when your kids are going to be doing, you know, hanky-panky stuff, it's going to be early morning after school. It's not going to be like Saturday night where they're getting dressed up in a suit and have some flowers. I mean, it's happening before school or after school. Parents got wise, looked at the phone, saw the pictures. She's getting arrested. And then there's another teacher, 35 years old, was running a porn site called MySluttyTeacher.com from the school computer. MySluttyTeacher.com out of her Apple computer that was provided by the school. Yeah. And she now is on paid administrative leave. Why are they paying her? She's on paid leave until the school can figure out what they're going to do. Oh, but it's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. I'm expressing myself. It's a porn site. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show on how to protect your kids from these teachers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Warning: this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We are still booking cabins. We still have some cabins left. It is going to be a great trip next summer. If you have no plans next summer, you're going to want to come with us for a week up to Alaska. We're going to have lectures. vendors. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have parties. It is going to be a phenomenal time. Plus, you're going to get to see Alaska, which is, I think, one of the most beautiful, beautiful states in this wonderful country of ours. So you need to check it out. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, thank you for all the great comments you've posted on the website under Guestbook. That's so nice. All right. So, you know, we've been talking about children and these teachers, you know, some of these female teachers here, you know, sending texts and sexts. That's a hard word to say, sexts. Tough one with a lisp. Dirty pictures of themselves. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, these teenage boys, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh, wow. Look, you as parents, I understand, okay, you need to respect your child's privacy. That goes out the window when you got pedophiles out there or you have people that are possibly performing sexual assault. You need to know what the hell is going on with your child. If he doesn't show you his phone, he won't let you look at the phone or the text or the pictures, and you take the phone away. He doesn't get a phone. All right. If he doesn't let you see what's going on Facebook, then he doesn't get a Facebook account. Right? Well, but Mom, my Facebook is private. If it's so private, then why are you on Facebook? I mean, Facebook, that gets out there. I mean, obviously, you want something to be public. If not, you'd have no friends on Facebook. Same thing with your Twitter. All right. If you wanted privacy, well, just for my friends, Mom, you understand that. No, I want to look at it. And I don't care if the kid thinks you're the worst mom in the world. I know my kids are going to. But they don't understand that there are people out there that are pedophiles. There are people out there that want to hurt them. Okay, now, there's supposed to be all these privacy settings. There's supposed to be all these privacy settings in place. But if there's one teacher could find this one child on Facebook and start sending pornographic images of herself, then I'm sorry, the security is complete BS. There's no security as far as I'm concerned. So you need to look at your kid's phone every single day and look at the deleted messages. See, some of them will delete something. Look at the deleted. You have to look at the deleted section, okay? You got to be smarter than that. And if you think they're being sneaky, then they just don't get the phone. I mean, if you think they are going to be going through leaps and bounds to not let you see something on that phone, then they really shouldn't have the phone. That means they're doing something they're not supposed to do. I believe kids should have the type of relationship where they could talk to their parents about relationships, etc. I like a guy. I like a girl. I want to kiss them. I want to take them out. You know, Mom, Dad, I'm thinking about having sex. Do I need birth control? Do I need condoms? We are now in the day and age that we're supposed to have conversations like that with our children. Now, when I grew up, no. Oh, my gosh. If I even brought up the S word in front of my parents, I'd be shot. I mean, no way. And because their approach is you don't even think about sex till you're 40. And now that I'm 40, yeah, I've started to think about it. But, you know, my parents, you couldn't bring that up. You couldn't talk about it in the home. But luckily, things are a little bit more open now. I mean, somebody could argue it's actually a little too open. I mean, I see what we're watching on TV. You know, some of these subjects are really inappropriate for kids, but kids are watching them. I mean, even Glee. I like Glee, but some of those topics, whoa. I really don't think our 11, 12-year-old should be watching that kind of stuff. But I like Glee. It's entertaining. I like the singing. But we're now of a society where we're supposed to be very, very open. So if you're very open, that means your phone is my phone. Su teléfono es mi teléfono. And you look and you read every single text and everything and look at every outgoing call and check the calls. You're allowed to check the calls at your phone. You're paying for a phone. All right? Now, if your child moves out of the house, he's 18 years old, or depending on Obamacare, 26 years old, finally moves out of the house and, you know, pays his own bills, okay, well, fine, it's his own phone. You know, he's a grown man. She's a grown woman. But if they're 12, if they're 15, no. All right, you know, another thing you parents need to watch out for, and of course you adults, is, you know, there's a lot of people that are practicing medicine without a license. And it makes me mad because, you know, it takes business away from me, but it really makes me mad because it's dangerous. You're hearing more and more people practicing cosmetic surgery that aren't even doctors and people dying from silicone implants. Well, apparently there was one woman, she's a transgender Florida woman. Transgender. She looks like a woman to me. I don't see any male parts of her. But anyway, she's a transgender Florida woman arrested this week for giving illegal buttock injections. Okay, but did she steal the actual pharmaceutical grade injection? No. She made her own. She had a mixture of cement, super glue, mineral oil, and fix-a-flat sealant. Isn't that for tires? So this woman was injecting this in other people's buttocks. All right. Now, she's been arrested. Apparently, she has a $7,500 bond. A client of hers had been hospitalized, and then the injection site was sealed with super glue. I mean, crazy. You're looking at this woman. I'm looking at her buttocks. I mean, looks like she injected them herself. Very unhealthy. Unhealthy figure. And what is she doing to other people? Now, this is more common than you think. Now that many people don't have health insurance and they can't access health care, from what I understand, some of my police friends have told me these are some of the things that they've been working on very frequently. People will go down to Mexico and get a bunch of medicines and antibiotics, but come back, bring it to their house. And then word out on the street is somebody could get their medicine if they want their antibiotic or their Z-Pack. They could get it at so-and-so's house. So they go, and then that person charges $20, $25, $50. So they go, what's wrong with you? And they pretend to be doctors. And somebody goes, yes, I want to get some Zithromax. I want to get some penicillin. All right, well, here's this. Give me the money. And this is what they're doing more and more often now. And that's scary stuff because you have people practicing without a license. Oh, Dr. Diane, taking antibiotics. What's a big whoop? Oh, there's a very big whoop. Okay, what if it's early meningitis? What if it's early appendicitis? What if it's a pyelonephritis, a kidney infection? And they're getting some generic antibiotic from who knows where that's not doing the trick. Yes, that's extremely dangerous. What if they're allergic? What if they can't read penicillina or penicilla or whatever it says on the box and they can't understand it and they're allergic to penicillin? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is scary stuff. So for those of you that don't have insurance, I do recommend you call the health department, call the local hospitals, see what local clinics there are, but don't go to someone's house who went down to Mexico to buy a bunch of medicines. It's dangerous. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, we do have some good news, and I talked about this about a week or two ago, how I believe the life expectancy is going to rise. Well, they're saying more and more people, especially Americans, are reaching age 90. I knew it. I see it. I have so many 80, 90-year-old patients. That's what, like I said, being in your 60s isn't old. It's middle age. All right? They said one of the fastest growing groups in the nation is your 90-plus population, projected to reach 8 million by mid-century. Representing 2% of the U.S. population. All right. Apparently, a century ago, fewer than 100,000 people reached age 90. Now, the numbers show the majority of those age 90 or older. They do have some disabilities, absolutely. And, of course, they are more likely to live in poverty. Unfortunately, you know, many people outlive their savings. If Medicare doesn't cover it, Social Security doesn't cover it. But what's fascinating about this is we have the medical science, we have the technology to allow people to live longer. What's, of course, concerning is many of these people do outlive their bones and outlive their joints, so they start getting knee replacements, they start getting hip replacements, and we talked about this. This is why healthcare costs are rising. We have people living longer, and they need fancier, schmancier types of treatments. So good for you guys reaching 90 on up. Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes died at age 92. His roommate from college died at his funeral service, also in his 90s. People living till 90s now aren't a rarity, which is fascinating, and I'm ecstatic about it. But keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of more rises in healthcare costs, which is going to make trying to curb healthcare costs a lot more difficult. You know, we're talking about knee replacements and hip replacements on this show. I don't have too much time to talk about it now, but many people are so addicted to pain medicines before they go into their knee and hip replacement that their progress and recovery is slower. So any of you on heavy pain medicines because of your knee or hip, you got to talk to your doctor before you get the surgery and start weaning off. All right, guys, great show. You all have a great holiday. We will be back tomorrow, the next day, for more Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.